Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It's the Zach Gilb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. College basketball season gets closer and closer to conference championship week. And before you know it, it will be March Madness, and we'll see who will be cutting down the nets coming up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Let's head out to the hotline right now and welcome in a top 10 team in the country. That's the Marquette Golden Eagles, 21-4 on the season. And they're coached by Steve Wojciechowski, who's kind enough to join us for a few minutes right now on the Zach Gilb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, appreciate a few minutes. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, Zach. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for coming on. So let me first start you off with your new building, the Fiserv Forum. It seems like that's some atmosphere for a game day. What is it like playing in that arena now?
Well, it's been incredible. Obviously the arena is as nice as any sporting basketball venue as there is. And we've been able to pack it with our fans, and it's created a tremendous home court advantage for us. And certainly a lot of excitement in the city about our team and the new arena, and having a really good team with the opening of the new arena is a perfect timing for it.
But what is that like to share the building with the Bucks, and especially to have the excitement not only with your program but what the Bucks are able to do in the NBA? And is there a little relationship there?
There's a great relationship, and certainly the Bucks are having a great year as well. So there's a lot of basketball in people's minds up here in Milwaukee, and we love to see their success, and I'm certain that they're excited about our success.
And someone that went to a Big Five school in Philadelphia, like myself at Temple University, it was always neat. And when I was a Temple Owl, they didn't play in the same building, obviously, as the Sixers, but it was neat when the NBA players and coaches would show support to your program. I have to imagine the Bucks, some of those players catch a game here and there, right?
Yeah, it's been great. We've gotten great support, obviously from the Bucks and everybody throughout the city. I think we have a team that's easy to get behind and root for because of the caliber of kids that we have. And there's been great environments, great excitement about this team, and I think our guys are worthy of that.
Can we get the Greek Freak out to the game? Has he been there yet?
It'd be nice to suit him up in my foot jersey. Yeah, that's for darn sure. He's an incredible player, and he's got a real chance to be MVP of the NBA, and certainly just a joy to watch.
Steve Wojciechowski here with us on CBS Sports Radio, the head coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles, having a really fun season, top 10 team in the country, and they're 21-4. Let's talk about some of your players. Let's start with the brothers. We had Eric Musselman on from Nevada earlier in the week, and he was talking about his twins and the Martin twins. You have an older brother and a younger brother in Sam and Joey Hauser. How fun is it to coach those two guys and get a little sibling rivalry underneath your belt?
I tell you what, it's awesome. You know, I mean, obviously both those guys are terrific basketball players. They have winning in their DNA, and they're key and critical parts to our team. Sam obviously has been around for a few years, and he's already proven himself to be an outstanding college basketball player. He's Mr. Consistent for our team, and is really one of the more underrated college basketball players in the country, in my opinion. And Joey's one of the better freshmen in the United States. He's had a really good year for us, has tremendous versatility, has stepped up in some critical moments for our team, and his best basketball is still ahead of him.
And you know, when you coach brothers, or you know, if you have a brother, it's a relationship. You love your brother, but you're always trying to one-up them and really get that competitive nature going. Does having brothers in your program maybe rise up the intensity a little bit in practice and make it just for a more fun, competitive nature environment?
Yeah, you know, the only thing more fun than competing against your brother is competing with your brother, and that's what Sam and Joey have the opportunity to do. And both those guys are used to winning. They're winners. They play the game the right way, and they've raised the level of everybody else in our program.
When you take a look at Marcus Howard, another big key contributor for your program, he's steadily improved each and every year, and we know he was a really special player last year, but has got even better this year. How do you see him continuously raise that level of play and improve each and every year from the way that you've seen him grow?
Well, Marcus has had a spectacular year, and he is certainly someone like a lot of great players who has an intense desire to get better, a desire to be coached hard and to be pushed, and he wants to maximize his potential, and he wants our team to maximize our potential. And when your best player and leading scorer has that type of mindset, it sets a great example for everybody else on the team.
I got to learn for a lot of basketball from one of your assistants in Dwayne Killings when he was at Temple and I was at Temple. And I always pay a little close attention to your program because of that DK connection. And going into this year, as we're talking to Steve Wojciechowski, the head coach of Marquette, you know, there was a lot of high praise for your program. And you start off the year now 21-4. You get closer and closer to the Big East tournament and then eventually back into the NCAA tournament. You knew you had a special group going into the year, Coach, but when did you know? What was the moment in season when you said, hey, this group is not only good, but they have the potential to be great?
Well, you really, before the season ever started, I thought we had a chance to be an outstanding basketball team. That doesn't mean you necessarily thought we'd be 21-4 at this moment in time, but I thought we had a chance to be the best team that I've coached since we've been at Marquette. And the reason I felt that way was, first of all, the character of our guys. I get to be around a great group of young men on a daily basis. And the selflessness. You know, I think it's truly a group that has bought into a common goal, and that common goal supersedes any individual goals or agendas that guys can have and oftentimes do have. And that connectivity, is as well as the character, and then obviously we have some real talented guys in our team, made me believe that if we do it the right way, we have a chance to really be a team that can accomplish some special things.
You mentioned the character of your team and how it stands out. Is that tough to get a team so early to buy in to what you're doing? And I know there's been players that have been around for a long time, but these are still young kids. They're still teenagers. The social media, a lot of people now, they glorify me instead of the team. Is that tough to get a team to buy in, or is this group just so special that it was easy to get them to buy in?
Well, you know, obviously it's something that you have to continually talk about, and you have to continue to renew your mind and focus on the greater good. But this group wants that, and that's not always the case. And it doesn't make, you know, kids bad kids. It's just it's hard to throw yourself into a common goal when at times that means you have to sacrifice some things. But this group has, I think, been willing to do that from the very beginning. They've been fun to coach. They've been hungry to improve. And we need to make sure we're always coming back to center with those thoughts.
Now, I know when I ask this question to a coach, coaches always think they could get better in everything. But if you had to pinpoint one thing right now with your group that you could say, even though they're 21-4, you have to improve on this, what is it right now, Coach?
Well, defensively, we've made huge strides, and we need to continue to maintain and even improve in that area. But offensively, I think one of the keys for our team is taking care of the basketball. You know, we've had at different times during the season way too many turnovers, and we've gotten better at that more recently, and we got to continue to improve in that area where we're not having empty possessions or live ball turnovers where, one, we don't get a shot at the basket, and two, we don't get to set our defense. So that's really an area we can get better at.
Steve Wojciechowski, the head coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles, is my guest on CBS Sports Radio. They play Butler on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Coach, I grew up loving the Big East tournament. I would always play hooky as a kid and find my way into Madison Square Garden, skipping school and watching the Big East growing up.
Don't tell my sons that.
Well, you know what?
My ideas.
Hey, that's being a good father if you let them skip school. But my dad would always say, you could skip school. And even my mom was on board with it, too, because there's nothing like the Big East tournament. You know that, Coach.
To me, it's what all college basketball end-of-season conference tournaments should be like. First of all, you play it in the Garden, which is as
nothing like it,
historic and impressive a venue, really for any sporting event, but especially basketball. I mean, you're literally on the Broadway of stages for college basketball. And you know, our league is so competitive, and there's no ducking anyone. There's no unbalanced schedule, so we know each other so well. And I think that only heightens the competitiveness. And the crowds always show up. I mean, it's sell out from the time the tournament starts to the championship game. And it's just a high, high level way to end the conference season.
And you take a look at some of the teams this year in the conference, and you guys have been a big positive story. We know Jay Wright with Villanova always has a good competitive team, coming off the national championship win last year, his second one at Nova. But also St. John's. I know they've been a pain in your you-know-what for you guys with two losses. That St. John's team's good basketball team, Steve.
Really good basketball team. A lot of talented individual players. You know, they are unique in that they can spread the court from five different positions, and they can switch in for five different positions. So they give you a look that most teams aren't capable of giving you, and you know, they can beat anyone on a given night.
Now, let me bring up one more team before we let Steve Wojciechowski run, and that's a team that you know very well. You were assistant there for many years, and you played there as well, and that's Duke with Coach K. What they did a few nights ago, Coach, it was unbelievable, being down 23 on the road, down 10 with about 5 minutes to play, down 20 with 10 minutes to play, and they find a way to get a road victory. And we all know the talent on that team and the eventual NBA talent on that team. I don't know how people are going to beat them, though. That's going to be one tough out in the tourney, though, Coach.
Yeah, you know, we were on our way back from DePaul, so I didn't get a chance to watch it. But certainly, you know, Coach K has had a lot of talented teams in his time at Duke. But this group seems to have great talent and great chemistry and a toughness to them that, as you say, are going to make them a really tough out heading down this stretch run.
I once talked to Larry Brown, and he once told me it's not fun to coach against friends. Can you ever envision coaching against Mike Krzyzewski in an NCAA tournament game?
Well, if it's in the Final Four, I think you'd have to suck it up and be okay with it, right? But, no, you know, again, obviously Coach doesn't love playing against his former players. I'm not sure we as former players love playing against him. But certain at certain times, that's what is you're called to do. But, you know, I'd rather not play him than play him. But, again, like I said, if it's after a deep run for both of our programs, I think that's something that we could both grin and bear it.
Before we let you run, when you were a player for him, give me a good Coach K story. I know there's probably a lot of them, but give me a good one here before we let you run.
You know, there's so many of them, and you know, I don't, you know, some are PG, some are not, but you know, what he's been able to do over the course of decades upon decades in different eras in college basketball, and always being able to adapt and figure out how to be successful at this moment in time in college basketball is, you know, unlike anything anybody's ever done before, and certainly an honor to play for them, and wish their program the best of luck.
It seems like you have a fun team this year, Coach. We'll be watching you the rest of the way. Good luck coming up the rest of the season, and eventually I'll be filling out our brackets and seeing how far you advance. Thanks for the time, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.